USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday at the Pentagon, President Trump participates in a full honors welcome ceremony for the new Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
At the Department of Defense, Secretary Esper will work with more than 2 million service members and hundreds of thousands of civilian employees, all dedicated to one critical mission, the defense of the nation and of this great nation's people. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe.
The death penalty is being reinstated by the Justice Department. Attorney General Bill Barr says in a statement that the Justice Department owes it to the victims and the families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has again extended its grounding of 737 MAX jets and asked Boeing for compensation for its losses. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
The Dallas Morning News reports Southwest will not be using the 737 MAX jets during the busy Christmas season. Southwest is also closing operations at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey as of November 3rd as it tries to juggle to the smaller fleet. The 737 MAX jets have been grounded since March 13th following two crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia that claimed 346 lives. No word as to how much Southwest will be seeking in damages from Boeing, its sole plane provider.
The House Oversight Committee is postponing a vote to hold White House advisor Kellyanne Conway in contempt of Congress. The panel is working with the White House to resolve a dispute over her refusal to testify about alleged violations of the Hatch Act. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Senate confirmed Brian Boucher by a vote of 51-40 to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. Prior to his confirmation, some Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee were questioning if Boucher would be able to look at cases fair because he is a member of the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic organization. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sass, took to the Senate floor to call out those Democrats.
Let's put it bluntly, this is plain, unadulterated, anti-Catholic bigotry, and this isn't a new thing in U.S. history, it's just a new thing. 60 years ago, in this body, John F. Kennedy was asked, as he was running for president, some really similar questions. It's also plainly unconstitutional. Every member of this body, all 100 of us, has raised our hands and took an oath to defend the Constitution, which in Article 6 states, in language so clear that even a politician has to acknowledge that it says what it says, quote, no religious test shall ever be required as qualification to any office or public trust in the United States, close quote.
And finally, the House of Representatives' Democratic leadership refused for the 75th time to bring the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act to the floor for debate and a vote. Republicans have requested unanimous consent since February, and Democrats have been denying that. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.